It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to a UW professor and vegetable breeder who develops new strains of beets and other vegetables.
First, yesterday union workers at Kohler Company in Wisconsin went on strike for the first time since 1983.
United Auto Workers Local 833 represents about 2,000 Kohler factory and plant workers. 94% of members who went to a meeting at Sheboygan South High School yesterday voted down Kohler's offer, which the firm called its last, best, and final offer.
Chuck Kornbach has been covering this topic for Wisconsin Public Radio News, and he's with us now to give us the details. Chuck is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. Chuck, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
So you are joining us from Kohler. What's going on there today?
Yes, I'm just at the corner of School and Highland Drive with several dozen picketers from the UAW standing outside this site, which is just across from the Kohler's American Club. I've driven around the entire Kohler complex this afternoon. Big place, as many people know, in Kohler, west of Sheboygan, and there's protesters, picketers at just about every entrance or exit, especially out on the highway where the white-collar workers, the managers, and so on were driving in and out of one plant gate today. So there's folks all around the plant, dozens each side, I would say.
So Kohler Company offered what it called, quote, its last, best, and final offer, end quote. What did that offer to workers include?
Right. Well, the SheboyganPress.com or Sheboygan Press newspaper is reporting the company proposed a three-year contract with annual pay increases and bonuses to help cover the cost of health care premiums. The key thing here is there are two tiers of workers, T-I-E-R, two tiers of workers, people paid around $20, $21, $22 an hour. And then there's a lower tier work group of workers paid around $12 or $13 an hour. The long-timers have are paid tier A, so to speak. The short-timers or newer employees are tier B. The folks that have been here a while at Kohler would get, according to the Sheboygan paper, about an annual wage increase of about 50 cents an hour in each of the 3 years. The Tier B workers, the younger workers, so to speak, less experienced, would get an increase of an average more than 20% immediately with 40 cent per hour increase the second and third year. But it's a controversial proposal for many reasons.
And so what specifically about that two-tiered wage scale do the workers not like?
Well, what's happened, you know, this started about 5 years ago when Kohler and the UAW signed a contract, and there were some folks not happy with going to a two-tier system then, but it's been happening in the auto industry, for example. UAW and the auto industry dealt with that as well. Now some other companies have started phasing out the lower tier, trying to bring the younger workers up closer to the experience pay level. I think the UAW here at Kohler would like the lower tier to go away. They say there's not much of a ladder up to tier A, the higher tier, and so what about the future? What about our kids that we'd like to have working here someday? Are they really going to make, you know, $15 an hour someday versus their parents making $21 or $22 an hour? So it's quite controversial. We have some audio there with you, and one of the persons I spoke with a little while ago is a 20-year-old who she's worked there at Kohler for 18 months only. Her name is Alyssa DeVoe, and Alyssa was saying that, yeah, it's tough to make it on $12.69 an hour.
Let's take a listen to that.
Yep. If someday I wanted to have a family, or if I wanted to get my own apartment or my own house or take out a loan for a house or a car, I wouldn't really be able to because I can't afford living on what we make.
So, Chuck, you said that some other unions have been able to negotiate getting rid of or lessening the difference between tiered levels of employment, but it sounds like this is something that Kohler Company is sticking pretty hard to.
Well, so far, I mean, the union is saying that, listen, we did this when times were tough post-Great Recession 5-6 years ago. Things supposedly are better now. As far as we know, the company is making better money. Why not share some of that with us?
We're talking with WPR News reporter Chuck Kornbach. He is joining us from Kohler, Wisconsin, where he is covering the United Auto Workers Local 833 strike that has been called. It affects 2,000 Kohler factory and plant workers. Now, Chuck, you said that the workers and the union have been willing to go along with Kohler's conditions before because the economy was not that great. What are they pointing to say that, you know, this is different and we need different terms at this point?
Well, just that the general economy overall, the U.S. economy is better. Employment is up. Fewer places are closing down, although there's certainly pockets where manufacturers and other companies are closing up shop. But the union is suggesting that at least into the last few months, the economy has been better. Why not share some of that with us? Now, the other issue, if we can sort of go into, is this pay issue. One older worker that I talked to, is saying that, listen, yeah, you're offering pay increases, but health insurance costs are going to go up, and the bonus you're suggesting you're going to give us isn't going to cover the health insurance issue. The worker we spoke with, but you have audio there, is Bob Demers.
Let's take a listen to that.
Well, they give you the raise, but then they take it away in the insurance and that. You know, the insurance, they raise the deductible so much that you're not going to see the raise at the end of the 3 years. You're going to be back where you were before.
And, Chuck, my understanding is that what the company was offering was bonuses that would help to defray those costs. But, of course, a bonus is not something that is guaranteed moving forward.
Well, that's true, and we've certainly seen that in other sectors of employment where you're offered a pay raise, but the health insurance costs are going up. It sort of swamps the pay raise. It's not an uncommon complaint workers are having these days.
So, Chuck, the last worker strike at Kohler Company was in 1983, and that one lasted 16 days. Do we have any idea how long this strike might last?
Well, I've tried to reach the company, and they haven't been saying much. They have suggested to other media that they have an alternate production plan. Some of the union members say, well, they were, you know, working harder to build up a stockpile of items prior to the strike, so maybe the company has some inventory to deal with. You know, it's hard to say how long Kohler will want to hold out. One of the union members suggested he heard today that the company wanted to get back to the bargaining table, but I have been unable to confirm that, and I have not seen that reported elsewhere. You know, it's been a fairly nice day in Sheboygan County in terms of weather, 50 degrees and so on. How the union members react to colder temperatures and rain and so on in the next few days may be more telling, but the company, you know, is again, it's sometimes these things are an image, right? Does a company want to look like it won't pay its workers a higher wage? And sometimes the company says, yeah, we don't care, and they go ahead with that. Other times they do back down after a while.
Using the term last, best, and final offer certainly sounds like Kohler Company officials are signaling, you know, there's really not room for negotiation.
Well, that's, I think, a common thing. You know, we haven't heard some of these terms in quite some time because labor disputes are less common these days, especially the big ones. But that's a frequent term that was used decades ago, and I guess to still trot it out once in a while. I guess we'll see, because it's a little hard to predict what's going on inside the Kohler Company right now. They're evaluating, I'm sure, a few things.
So, Chuck, to wrap up, the influence of unions is diminishing in the United States and certainly in Wisconsin after the passage of Act 10. Do you think the Kohler strike will be less effective because of this larger context?
I hate to predict that. I will report what another gentleman said, what another striker said to me a little while ago, because I sort of asked the same question you're asking, and he said, listen, we are going to employ what we can. It's not a pleasant prospect for us out there, but we're going to use the tools that we are been given to try to press the company on this. And it certainly seems that there are some committed strikers to this. What goes on the next day or two, or maybe a few days, it's a little hard to predict, but the company is saying one thing. The union members are expressing firmness in their resolve.
Chuck, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That was Chuck Kornbach, WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about the worker strike at Kohler Company in Kohler, Wisconsin. He was on the ground there. It's the first strike there since 1983.